This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. New Bedford is a huge fishing port, number one in the country in terms of revenue, the scallop capital of the world. It was once among the world's leading whaling centers. And New Bedford happens to be home to an enormous feat of civil engineering, the longest hurricane barrier on the East Coast. It totals 3.5 miles and crosses New Bedford and Fairhaven harbors. The barrier was built back in the 1960s.
Work has begun on a massive $17 million hurricane dike to protect the harbor.
The network TV anchor Chet Huntley narrated a local documentary about it.
First of its kind ever to be built to hold back angry seas. Some people say New Bedford's future begins here at this huge seawall.
It is huge. The winding wall of earth and boulders rises 20 feet from the surface of the water. It has two gates, 440 tons each. They can be closed in a storm to protect the harbor and the boats that seek shelter in it. The barrier was built after the New Bedford coast had been slammed by hurricanes several decades in a row. There was one in 1938, and then again in 44, 54, and 60. The barrier has protected the city since then, but New Bedford city leaders know the wall can only hold back the sea for so long. The sea level is rising, and storms will get more intense because of global warming. As part of WBUR's series, Massachusetts Climate, Season of Change, we went to New Bedford to find out how a city that prepared for wild ocean weather a half century ago is prepared for global warming today.
I think the folks who were responsible for constructing the hurricane barrier deserve a great deal of credit for their initiative.
John Mitchell is mayor of New Bedford.
I think it's also fair to say that none of them uttered the terms climate change or rising sea levels either. I don't think anybody anticipated the problem that we're facing now in 2017. It's fortuitous for New Bedford that we have this asset, which is designed to withstand a 16-foot storm surge, which is what you would get essentially with a Category 3 hurricane at high tide here.
So you say the designers of this, those who built it, could not have foreseen climate change of 2017 and well beyond that. What is the threat of climate change here in New Bedford?
The threat for the foreseeable future is obviously rising sea levels and the storm surges that would come with them. It's a significant threat. New Bedford's the center of the commercial fishing industry on the east coast of the United States. There are a tremendous amount of maritime assets that are put at risk if we don't prepare. We have to deal first and foremost with the safety of our population. So it's not just hurricanes. Hurricanes tend to draw the most media attention, but you know, we have storm surges throughout the year, every season.
The hurricane barrier certainly has protected and will continue to protect the city from storm surge.
New Bedford's really Director of Environmental Stewardship, Michelle Paul, says how long the barrier will protect the city from big storms is unknown. Sea levels are projected to rise from 1 foot to 8 feet this century. A state-funded study a few years ago found that if sea levels were to rise 4 feet, the hurricane barrier would start to fail in a Category 2 hurricane. If sea levels were to rise 1 to 2 feet, the barrier would fail in a Category 3 storm. The study also found an increased threat to sewage pumping and treatment facilities and more. Michelle Paul says the city is already seeing problems.
We've got stormwater infrastructure that's over 100 years old, and so we've got some outfalls that even now are inundated by water.
Outfalls are outfall pipes. They carry stormwater that might otherwise flood city streets and yards and basements and discharge the water into the ocean.
When they were built above the high tide level. The sea level has already risen to the point where it's starting to fill up the outfalls, even during just regular tides now.
So seawater flows into the pipes, meaning stormwater can't flow out of them. The water then backs up and can cause flooding.
So as we look to replace our aging infrastructure, we really can't just replace what's there. We really have to look and engineer for the next 100 or 200 years.
So how vulnerable are residents here? How vulnerable is the infrastructure here, the natural area here?
Our infrastructure still works. Residents today are safe, but what we're trying to do is really learn as each event happens, where were we vulnerable and where was the damage. We want to make sure that if people are building new structures that they're built to the proper elevation, and from a city standpoint, we want to make sure that the sewer pump stations, we're raising those pump stations and or flood-proofing those pump stations to make sure that even in a time of storm, even if there were a flood, the sewer pump station is still able to operate and it doesn't shut down.
The hurricane barrier, where all this began 50 years ago, they say it hasn't really been tested yet, that we haven't had a hurricane of the magnitude that would really put it to the test. Do you have confidence that it'll do the job when it needs to?
Well, we are, safe to say, pleased that we have this tremendous asset that protects much of our city.
Again, New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell.
At the same time, we're careful not to treat it as though it was this impermeable line of defense against any storm surge, because the threat is only growing.
New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell is also chair of the Energy Committee of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. He and Michelle Paul, the city's director of environmental stewardship, spoke with us along New Bedford's hurricane barrier. By the way, the barrier isn't only protecting local residents, it's bringing them to the waterfront. New Bedford has put a paved, lighted pathway along the top of the seawall for walking and bicycling, and on the day that we were there, a little rollerblading.
See us right up there.
For more of our series on climate change, go to WBUR.org.